How did Kylo Ren spend Father's Day? Solo, just like this episode of the ATA Nation podcast. Let's get started.
Sir, I will live with perseverance in the spirit of Taekwondo. Courtesy for fellow students. Integrity within myself. And to become a black belt leader. Welcome to the ATA Nation podcast.
Oh, man, that was a horrible joke to start with. I apologize. What a lame joke. But I just needed to let you know right off the bat that we have a solo show today. This is episode number 7, and my name is Master Zach Hayden. I am your host for the ATA Nation podcast, a podcast for students, instructors, fans, and friends of ATA Nation. I am working on getting some great interviews, but they're taking a little bit of time. One got delayed a couple of days, so I thought we would do a solo show today. And I actually reached out to our insiders, people who have joined our insider group, and asked them what questions they would ask me if I were a guest on the podcast. And they gave me some questions. So let's get started.
Special guest interview.
Yes, I did the special guest interview bumper even for myself. I just figured, you know, why not? I'm a special guest, right? Well, my name is Master Zach Hayden, and I haven't talked much about myself on the podcast, and that's because it's about you. It's about ATA Nation. But because we've had a setback in getting an interview done, and we're really working hard on getting a whole series of interviews with members of the Masters Council, I'm really excited about that. But that didn't come in yet, so we're going to do a little Q&A with me. So first of all, I had a question posed to me by Sharia Karnam. If I say that correctly, I am lucky. I probably messed it up. But they asked, what inspired me to start training with ATA? And I think all martial arts instructors and students probably have their own origin story. Mine started with my friend having a family member who knew this martial artist and invited him to our elementary school for it was National Lutheran Schools Week. So kind of like a week that, you know, like Spirit Week for a school. And we had a thing called Hobby Day. And he came in and you could sign up to be part of his class during that special activity at the school. Unfortunately, I didn't get in and I was very mad. It was booked up already. It was too full. And so I couldn't do it, but I got a flyer anyways. And later that year, I think it was that summer, we called and my brother and I started with my instructor, Senior Master Foster, in Auburn, Indiana. And I've been doing martial arts ever since. I, you know, was a kid who grew up around Ninja Turtles and, you know, all that great, you know, Karate Kid, kids martial arts stuff. And I just thought it was super cool. I was never really athletic in any other team sport. It didn't work for me. And I joined martial arts and I just loved it. I really enjoyed, you know, kicking things and board breaking. You know, back then we didn't get to do weapons until we were higher rank. You didn't get to do board breaking until you were higher rank. But it was a blast. It was just something really fun. And because it was individual, because it was a personal journey, I think it really worked out well for me. And I've loved it ever since. I have another question here that asks if the podcast will continue after the pandemic calms down. Yes, as long as you guys find the podcast interesting, useful, if people are listening, we're going to continue doing this podcast. I think it's a great way for ATA Nation to connect. I really am working hard on trying to make sure that we interact with ATA Nation and make sure we're getting interviews and updates for you that are useful and fun And informative. You know, there's so much history in the ATA. There's so many great people to talk to. And in today's world, we can connect so easily. A podcast is just a great way to do that. I personally am a huge fan of podcasts. I listen to multiple ones every day. And so it just feels like a natural thing that the ATA should have. So as long as you guys find it useful and entertaining, I'll keep doing it. Another question in here from Christian Flores. If I could change anything about the martial arts industry, what would it be? And this is a tough one. I think there's two things that I would probably change. One is in the industry on the business side of martial arts schools, there's this. Either you are so old school that if you are doing any kind of commercial martial arts school, so if you are making it your career, then there's a section of the martial arts industry that just is like, that is horrible and I can't believe it. And they're very vocal. And then the other side of the industry, it seems, is the people who are like, oh, here's how you make all the money doing it. And I think they're most martial arts instructors, most people are in the middle, you know, they want to, you know, I obviously want this to be a great career. I want to be able to support my family. I want to, you know, have a healthy life. But I don't want to, you know, cheapen the art, you know, I don't want to cheapen the style and the substance of what we do. So I think some moderation there's, I think there are more people in that middle camp. But I think the two extremes are the most vocal in the industry, which is the case in most situations, I suppose. That was one thing. I would change one other thing, and it's that martial artists are so, and you don't find this in the ATA, but a lot of the industry is very much like, no, my style is the best martial art. It is so ancient, you know, it has these great roots to the art, and that's why it's so much better than everything else. I love the ATA. I love Songnam Taekwondo. But we can all admit, like, that doesn't mean that what we do is the best self-defense on the planet or the best sparring skills or the best weapons, because there are different arts for different people. There's different arts for different kinds of things. And I think people need to be a little less dogmatic about you know, their specific art or their specific thing. That being said, I think we need to take things seriously, though, too. I don't think we should, you know, cheapen it so much that it's just like, well, none of it matters. You know, the martial arts industry is a very interesting place. I love it, but there are a lot of interesting characters, a lot of interesting personalities in the martial arts industry. So that's a great question. I had a question from Miss Anna Bodie. This is actually one of my own students. What's it like being a master? You know, what's really interesting is you get to this place of mastership. And I talked about this a little bit in the interview with Master Candidate Hoops. You know, it's a little bit for me like imposter syndrome. Like, you get to this level and you're like, really? Are they let me be a master? Like, I look at these guys like, you know, Chief Master Rumunde, you know, doing a sword seminar with him. And I'm like, this guy has done so much stuff. Like, how can I even be in the same, you know, grouping in any way with a guy like this? But then I look under me and I go, okay, well, I do have 27 years of experience, and I do know a lot more than some of these other guys. So, it's a little, you battle a lot, or I personally battle a lot with this back and forth of like, wow, I really do know a lot. Like, this makes sense that I am a master. And then, always like, whoa, there's so much more to learn. And that's why I love Grandmaster's quote of, you know, there's always more to learn, because I never feel like I am a master in that, like, I don't need to learn anything else. There's certainly things that I have mastered, I've gotten better at, but man, I'm always learning. She also asks, what troubles have I gone through? Well, man, I mean, we all have gone through troubles. In martial arts, you know, I have had struggles, like, you know, anyone, with board breaks, with not passing testings. You know, I've struggled a lot with doing well at tournaments. You know, there have been times as a school owner when I've struggled with, you know, just staying, my schedule is crazy, or, you know, the motivation to teach classes. But all in all, you know, I look back at, you know, 27 years of training and I go, there's nothing in there that's been too horrible. You know, I've loved almost every minute of it. You know, there's some times that were tougher, but, I've stuck it through, and nothing comes to mind that makes me think like, wow, that was awful. You know, I know I think I was testing for second degree recommended, maybe second degree decided. There was an upset hammer fist board break that I just, it was so hard for me. And my instructor just made me like hit this wood board over and over and over again. And man, my arm was so purple and awful colors. You know, that's one of those board breaks I look back and I was like, man, that was horrible. So that is an example of something that was tough. Mr. Abraham Shaddix asks about my first tournament and if I were scared or intimidated by everyone else. I'll be honest, I don't remember a lot about the actual competition of my first tournament. I remember that I was a purple belt. I went up to Tecumseh, Michigan, and Grandmaster H.U. Lee was there at that tournament. I remember I got my belt signed. No, I was a blue belt, not a purple belt. I remember my brother and I both went, and man, I don't know about the competition. I know I was nervous. I was never an amazing tournament competitor. A lot of that came down to more about my confidence in myself and my abilities than anything else. I got better as I trained more. Obviously, I get a little bit better and did better. I tell my students now that I suggest you go to a tournament as soon as you can. Because when you go to a tournament as a white, orange, and yellow belt, you are not the only one in the ring who's new at this. Almost everyone in the ring is new at this tournament experience. So that's a great time to go. I didn't go till I was a purple belt. And obviously, there were people in the ring who'd gone already. And so it was a little more intimidating. So I tell people to start early. Go to tournaments. I went to tournaments. My instructor was very adamant about our school participating in tournaments. We were a very tournament heavy school, but not in the way of like, hey, you've got to win trophies. Hey, you got to win medals. We just went because it was a lot of fun. And then he hosted a lot of tournaments, still hosts great tournaments. And that was a really important experience for me, because that's where your HEA family is first formed outside of your school. And I have great friends that, you know, are people that I met and spent time with only at tournaments, but I've seen them at tournaments for 25 years now. And so I highly suggest people go to tournaments. That being said, to this day, competing in tournaments has never been my favorite part of martial arts. That being said, I always competed at tournaments because my instructor said, hey, as a leader in our school, you need to go and you need to compete at tournaments. And I tell my students that because I encourage them to go to tournaments as well. And I have found that you like tournaments more when you do well. You like tournaments less when you don't do well, which makes perfect sense. But the way to do better and then like tournaments is to train. I liked tournaments more when there was a year as a fifth degree I did my form 1,000 times. When you do your form 1,000 times, you get much better at it. I won district champ that year. I liked tournaments better because I won. So I tell my students that story to help them understand the fact that the tournament is not what we dislike oftentimes. If you're the kind of person who doesn't like that, it's you don't like the we don't like the experience of not winning. And that makes sense. Okay? And it's not about winning every time. I loved going to tournaments. I went to every single regional tournament for, you know, at least 10 years, never missed one of them. I didn't love the act of competing, and that was mostly because I should have trained better for the competition, both physically and mentally. But I loved tournaments. I loved the experience. So I think tournaments is something students should participate in. I think as a black belt, it needs to be a regular part of your martial arts experience, especially if you want to continue to train and grow in being a martial artist, because you have to get outside of your school and you have to experience the wider ATA family. ATA Nation is experienced at tournaments. You know, that's where we experience seeing everybody in ATA Nation. That's when we go to world championships. It feels like a giant family reunion. But it's a tournament. That's where we see all these people. So that's my answer on scared and intimidated about tournaments. Yes, I was for years. Still am in any competition that I do. But it's a great learning and growing experience doing that. I had a question in here from a gentleman, Scott Tracy, who actually doesn't – he's not even in ATA, but he's listening to the podcast. Hey, Mr. Tracy, if you want to stop in and check out an ATA school sometime, you're welcome to do that. But we love martial arts of all stripes. He asked about the 2020 sparring gear, which I have just gotten in, and we have been playing with this last 2 weeks, and man, it is fun stuff. I really suggest, like, if your school doesn't have one, like, you guys should check it out. So it is available to martial arts schools all over. You can go to 2020armor.com and you can check that out. I should talk to them about a sponsorship now that I'm sending people over there. If you know what? If you guys go out and buy one, tell them you heard about it on the ATA Nation podcast. Okay. Give us a shout out. Great training equipment, really neat, for school owners, for training. I'm excited about the tournament we're going to run. I'm excited about doing some neat training with it myself as well. So check out the 2020 armor. It's pretty sweet. Those are the main questions I got in. Now, if you want to join our insiders, who I am texting before I interview our next guest, they already have a heads up as to who our next guest is. They've given me some questions to ask. If you have questions that you want to ask and you want to know in advance who we're interviewing and give me some questions for those people, you got to join the insiders group. You can do that by just texting me text hi or hey, let me be an insider, or, you know, Master Hayden, you're awesome, or Master Hayden, stop talking, or whatever you want to text me to 260-250-3975. 260-250-3975, and you'll be on the insiders group. I am going directly to them to get some questions for our special guests as they come on. So text, join the insider group.
Here's what's going on in ATA Nation.
It's been a little while since we talked about what's going on. I wanted to let you know about the virtual training. These are great opportunities. I know there are a lot of people still tied up because of quarantining and social distancing rules and things that they aren't able to do yet. So Checking out these virtual trainings through ATA headquarters is fantastic. These are also just great. Like, you don't have to travel as much to get some extra training in. So there is a athlete development sparring and combat seminar this coming Saturday, April 24th. Obviously, you need to talk to your school owner, your instructor, for permission to go. But that is this coming Saturday. It's open to all school owners and, of course, legacy members as well. In May, Jung Yul is going to be the topic of one of the seminars. That is the May the 5th. May the 4th be with you. That goes along with our Star Wars joke today. But Jung Yul, these are great. These black belt trainings are fantastic because you can really get in, get rid of any of that, what we call used to call regional variants, and really get the details for these forms. I highly suggest these. So May 5th, Jung Yul. There's a creative and extreme martial arts experience with weapons open to legacy members and leadership members on May 8th. Instructors and legacy members, there is the Legacy Academy, May 22nd. Another athlete development coming, it's sparring and combat on May 29th. And then in June, it's going to have Chung San as the form topic. Again, if you are a legacy, a licensee, or a leadership member, that's June 9th. You might want to check that one out as well. There's a bunch of other things coming up here in June for the virtual training. You want to check those out on atamartialarts.com. And some of the information, not the like the really big details, but the overview of the 2021 World Championships in Phoenix, Arizona have been posted. Those events will be July 22nd through August 1st at the Phoenix Convention Center. I'm really excited to go to Phoenix. I haven't been to Phoenix for an event like this, and I am kind of pumped about it. It should be fun. And even more pumped about going to Little Rock in the fall instead of the summer. That event will start with the World Conference and Masters training and a traditional Gumdo testing on Tuesday, July 27th. That Gumdo testing is going to be part of that new Gumdo program. We hope to have a little more conversation about that on the podcast in the future. Hope to have Chief Master Monday on to talk about that. But we talked about it a little bit with Chief Master Skiles in a past episode, so you might want to check that out. Wednesday, July 28th, will be World Conference physical training. And then the Tournament of Champions will start with the Creative and Extreme competition that evening, Wednesday evening, as well as Masters competition for the Tournament of Champions with Team Demo and Team Sync finals as well. Thursday kicks off the big day of events with international rank testing. You should have hopefully got your applications in already for that. There are still time to register for a midterm or testing there as well. And then obviously the Tournament of Champions rest of that day. Friday, lots of Tournament of Champions, team sparring, opening ceremonies. Saturday, we've got competition. Sunday, we've got competition. Man, I can't wait for Worlds. I'm just telling you guys, it's been so long. It feels like forever. And Worlds is so much fun. That's going to wrap up our episode for today. I really appreciate you sticking through this solo episode. I promise I will not make this a regular thing. We are already scheduling interviews with Masters Council members and some other special guests. If there's someone that you would love to hear from, that you're just like, hey, this person is got something really neat to talk about. I really want ATA Nation to hear from this individual. Text me that information at 260-250-3975 so we can invite them on the show. Okay, ladies and gentlemen, make sure you are out there taking action.
Thanks for listening to another episode of the ATA Nation Podcast. Be sure to subscribe and share with your ATA family.
Couldn't miss the secret part. I don't really like doing a solo show. I can talk all day long, but I don't want this show to be about me. I want to make sure we focus on you, ATA Nation, but sometimes things happen, and I want to make sure you guys have an episode every week, so I didn't want to miss it, and so hopefully it wasn't too bad. Let me know what you guys thought. I really appreciate you taking the time to listen to the show. If you hear this secret segment, you should totally leave us a rating and a review on your favorite iPod, iTunes, whatever the thing is that you listen to this on. You should leave a review. Okay, take care.